This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
Eamon, you are from Bannaher in County Offaly, not anywhere near O'Gaeltacht area, but put the graw for Irish in you. How did you fall in love with the Irish language?
Well, you're right, yeah. We're quite a bit from an O'Gaeltacht region. I don't come from an Irish language speaking family. To be honest with you, when I was in first and second year in school, I actually really didn't like the Irish language at all. The big change for me was I was lucky enough to get the opportunity to go to the Gaeltacht. I went to Cláis na Bhean down in Rossmuck, and that honestly changed everything for me. So it was the first time I got to experience the Irish language as a language and not as a subject, a living, breathing thing that you can use to socialise, make friends. That was the big difference for me, and ever since then I just fell in love with it.
Brilliant. I guess, you know, for so many people, their main memory of Irish class is basically frustration, rote learning, you know, you're trying to do your grammar drills, poems that they didn't understand. Why is it still being taught this way, do you think?
Well, that's a big problem. But I really think the big distinction to be made is it's not so much the way it's taught. You know, there's some fantastic teachers in this country, incredibly passionate Irish teachers. It's the way the curriculum is laid out. Firstly, it's a massive, massive curriculum. There's 5 stories, 5 poems, a drama, essays, and I'm sure we all remember the 20 Shrap picture. But do you know, it's the emphasis from the curriculum standpoint needs to change to be more of a language. As I said earlier, viewing it as a language rather than a school subject. And I don't quite think at the moment that the curriculum aligns up with that view.
Yeah, you were a secondary school Irish teacher, so no better person to ask what's actually wrong with how our native language is taught. It's kind of mad thinking that we've all been in Irish class for so many years, and I find even in my career in media, I'd love to have more of a grasp of the Irish language, and it probably would have done me so well in my media career. But unfortunately, I just feel like I don't have a word of Irish.
Well, do you know what? You're not alone in that thought, but I can guarantee, Louise, you have a lot more Irish than you think. Mm. There's Irish locked in there somewhere, and it's definitely a lot more than just Anvi May, Anvi Alta from Gavin back in the day, do you know? Like, what I'd say to you is to maybe start small, do you know? Like, start replacing small little everyday words. It's very easy to replace everyday words with Irish. So, for example, like, instead of saying definitely, say something like Kincha. Mm-hmm. Instead of saying say home, slán amhaile, good night, ihwa, these little things you can kind of start weaving into your English, and honestly it'll start unlocking parts of your brain that you thought were completely forgotten, you know.
If you could redesign the Irish curriculum in classrooms, what would you change?
If I could redesign the Irish language curriculum, I would make it completely about the conversation. I'd bring the standard down in terms of I would make it a lot more conversational. I'd make it so it couldn't be pre-prepared. I'd make it so you go into your Irish oral and you're asked, Joe, what colour is your school vehicle? What colour is your toothbrush? Mm-hmm. Did you get any bruntness last night? Did you get any bruntness, any presents last Christmas? I'd make it completely conversational and really focus on it as a living, breathing language, exactly as it should be seen.
With Gaeilge Guides, most of your clients are adults. They're looking to learn Irish. What's the main reason why people actually come to you? Is it because they need to learn the language for their careers or because they just have a passion for it?
So yeah, with Gaeilge Guides, which is an online Irish language school, so we get people from all types of backgrounds and all types of all ways of life, all over the world, you know. Some people might have worked in corporate and maybe now they want to transition to primary school teaching. And other people are more these days. We're seeing people just wanting to come back, learn the Irish language, just to connect with, to feel the Irishness, to connect with their pasts. There's a huge amount of people and a huge, I suppose, grow and want for people at the moment to go back and learn the Irish language. And it's absolutely brilliant to see, you know.
Yeah. For adults who left school, maybe like me, feeling like Irish wasn't for them, what would you say to encourage them to give it another shot?
Well, it's exactly what I was saying earlier. Start small, you know. Like, I'm not saying to jump right into watching a very complex Irish TV show. Start small. Start with little small basic phrases that you say every day. You meet your friends for instead of saying I'll meet you for a cup of tea, so I'll meet you for a cup on tea, or I'll meet you for a cup on cafe. Or maybe you might say, instead of saying, well, any story, how's things, you might say, well, in scale. Mm-hmm. You know, small little things like that. There's also a fantastic resource I must give a shout out to called Gaeil Goer. So that's Gael, then Goer. It's an app, it's a free app, and it allows you to see all of the speaking groups, all of the people around in your area who want to learn Irish and are willing to speak Irish. And it's brilliant. I can guarantee you there's a Cork of Kintia or Ochk or Féidirleath an Gaeilge a Labhairt, a place you can speak Irish around your local area. So definitely one to check out as well.
Love it. How important is it to shift the mindset from perfection to progress when you're learning a language like Irish?
Entirely. You've hit the nail on the head there. Like everyone is a Gaeilgeir. I personally, I suppose I don't have a qualm with the term, but I really think that everyone is a Gaeilgeir. If you have a couple of focal, you come into your coffee shop in the morning, you say, cup on tail of the whole, a cup of tea, please. You're a Gaeilgeir. We're all Gaeilgeir, mm-hmm. You know. It's a language that's to be used. Like, my English isn't perfect. Very far from perfect. And I'd say there's an awful lot of people in the same boat, but that's it. It's progress, not perfection. And any little effort, piece of effort you can make is a step in the right direction, you know?
Yeah. Is it ever too late to become a fluent Irish speaker, even a confident conversational one, where you're able to have a little bit of a chat over and back?
Definitely not, no. 100% not, no. I think in Ireland, we have this kind of, there's a lot of people who've won language. If you go over to the continent, they've got multiple languages. But there's such a wealth of resources available to people in Ireland to learn Irish. It's just about starting. And like you said earlier, progress, not perfection. A couple of focal on show is ensued. A couple of words here and there will make a big difference.
Yeah. Conor na Gaeilge are organising a major protest this September, and it's clearly about more than just the language. It's got to be about community identity and rights. Why do you think the Irish language is back in the spotlight now?
Well, I think there's a variety of factors. You know, first of all, like, the Irish language is intertwined with us as Irish people. It's our past, it's our present, it's our future, it's our culture, our identity. But there's a huge amount of factors that are driving the interest in the Irish language at the moment. Like immigration, for example, mm-hmm. The amount of Irish people living abroad. Like, I've had a great opportunity to travel. I've attended Cirque de Cointia in Barcelona, in Sydney. I even attended a Cirque de Cointia. There's an Irish language speaking group in Hanoi in Vietnam.
Brilliant.
To meet on a basis to piece of Gaeilge a Labhairt, to speak a small bit of Irish, you know. And all of that love that people have, and that draw people have for the language, you know, it's really bubbling to a forefront at the moment. You know, like the likes of NECAP, obviously, mm-hmm. A huge eureka moment for a load of people, understanding that, oh wow, look at these lads. This is a language we can use. They're here rapping os Gaeilge in our Jonga Dukas, you know, in our native language. There's another DJ group, they're called Le Bloom, and they're going massively viral now in the past 2 weeks. But it's an Irish language song, you know. Mm-hmm. And it just shows the want and the desire for people out there to go back and learn our native language, even if it's just a couple of vocals, you know.
Brilliant. Are there any Irish language phrases that you love that are your favourites that maybe you use every single day?
There's a couple. Yeah, I have a couple ones now. I'd be very partial to that. Toshin tau. Toshin tau. So that would be what you'd replace there is Asher, that sound. You know, a sound, no has to sound. Toshin tau.
Toshin tau.
A couple more. Toshin tau, you're dead right. a couple more you've got there is Kumalum sa shok. Means I just don't care, you know. So you don't mind what it is. It's cumalum sa shuck.
It's cumalum sa shuck.
I tell you, we have you well on the way. You'll be a Gaeilgeir very soon.
I'll be doing the show now in Irish in no time at all.
Of course, 100%.
Love that. Finally, what would you like to say to people who think Irish is a dying language?
I couldn't disagree with it more. I think it's been so evident in the past 2 years that there's been such a revival of Irish. People are passionate to speak Irish. There's a desire out there to learn the language. You know, if we lose our language, in my opinion, we lose the very core of what it means to be Irish. You know, it's as I said earlier, it's the link to our past, it's our present, and I'm very, very confident it'll be our future. Or Dowkey freshens, you know.
Ah, brilliant. Eamon, tell us that. How can we find out more about Gaeilgeir Guides, and how can we check in on everything that you're doing in the next couple of months?
Yeah, brilliant. So we're on TikTok at Gaeilgeir Guides. We're on TikTok, we're on Instagram. You'll get us on gaeilgeirguides.com as well. Give us a follow. We be sharing stuff all the time about small little phrases like this, little ways you can improve your Irish, and little bits that you can get to speak a couple of fucking least more written lay, a couple more words during the day.
Oh, brilliant. Eamon, thank you so much for coming on to have a chat to us. I really appreciate it, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again very soon.
All right, Gramina Margot, Louise, long lad.
Gramina Margot. The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.